95 degrees. You gotta love that. You gotta love that. Here's Neil McCoy.
Good morning, Carl and Kathy.
Hey there. Hey.
Just wanted to tell you about the turbulence in the weather this morning.
Okay.
All right.
Let me get back up here on Air Force One. You guys have a good day.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay. Goodbye. Have a wonderful day. That was the worst Bill Clinton impersonation I've ever heard.
He was supposed to be Bill Clinton?
That was horrible. That was absolutely...
That was Hillary is what it was.
You may be right.
Man.
Maybe that was it. Maybe that was it.
There you go. Now that's a decent Bill Clinton impression right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's finally 7 o'clock. Maybe these people go back to bed. Some weirdos out there today.
News update is brought to you by Ponderosa Steakhouse, America's family steakhouse. For a healthy lunch, fast, enjoy Ponderosa's all-you-can-eat grand buffet for just $3.99. Good morning. We are 95 WSM-FM Nashville. I'm Carl Shannon.
I'm Kathy Martindale.
I'm Ron Jordan in the news.
95 WSM, Nashville's hottest country. Back-to-back. Cowboy Love John, Michael Montgomery, Tell Him Pal, 7 o'clock.
Somebody you're not seeing around Fanfare this year. He's kind of, well, laying back this year, taking things easy.
Little thing about
Clint
John
Black
Michael.
Is too. Yeah.
Little thing about John Michael.
What?
On his honeymoon cruise,
yeah.
He spent more time away from his room than he did in.
Why?
Well, they had, like, game tables and stuff. And John
You must have had a little spy on board with him.
I'm not going to tell.
All right.
I'm not going to tell. All right, we got a phone call here. We'll get Richard Thomas in just a second. Hello.
Fasty. They're like Bill Clinton to me.
No.
I tell you what. I have had enough of this jackalope thing.
This has been going on for an hour.
Yeah.
I'm really sick and tired of this jackalope calling
okay,
us.
Okay, here we are. We're going to take care of the jackalope.
A little severe, wasn't it?
Yeah, antlers one. Yeah, okay. I think we better do it again,
just to make sure.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Wait,
that took care of it.
I got three more sticks over here. There's a long fuse on this
okay.
one. Looks like.
Okay.
Ooh, there goes a paw.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay, I'll clean up the mess, Kathy, and you get in touch with Richard there.
Richard Thomas of Bell South Mobility Time Saver Traffic.
Sounds like Candy's chili.
Before or after you eat it.
Yeah, folks traveling out on Murphy's Spectrum.
Simplify your life by combining your long distance with your cellular service. Bell South Long Distance is now available for Bell South Mobility customers.
We're sending someone out to take away the jackalope's phone, too, just in case. You know, they have nine lives or something. Jeff Carson on the way. Got Alabama coming up. A winning Platinum Country Club card number in just about 10 minutes. Right now, some funny stuff from our buddy Jeff Foxworthy.
95 WSM with Alabama and She Ain't Your Ordinary Girl. Coming up, Leroy Parnell. We got Brian White and Lori Morgan later.
20 after 7 o'clock, a winning Platinum Country Club card number. We have that on the way next. So get ready to win some tickets to go to Rock the Smokies. From 95 WSM, again, Bell South Mobility Time Saver Traffic. Our friend in the sky, here's Richard Thomas.
Well, so far, we only have one.
Longer prison sentences, the Baptists against Disney. Those stories and more coming up, 95 WSM News.
That's something to ponder, isn't it?
Thank you.
Okay.
The Farmer's Market.
Sounded more like
and
Clinton
now I've got
than
to talk about
did.
The Farmer's Market. The Farmer's Market at 8th and Jefferson has everything from fresh vegetables to international markets and Carl and Kathy sounds. No, and new restaurants. Open extended summer hours every day downtown. The Farmer's Market, as fresh as it gets.
Winning card number up next. 95 WSM, the home of the Winners Platinum Club. About 70.
Traffic here again is Richard Thomas.
And right now I'm up over 64 time-saver traffic. Nashville 95 WSM FM.
Thank you, Richard. 7:45 our time, 15 before 8 o'clock. And Lori Morgan is in the studio. Good morning,
No,
Lori.
No, this is platinum-selling Mactisha Wigwam.
I'm sorry. Mactisha, where did that name come from?
Actually, my friend Ruth and I made that name up in high school. We made up all kind of nicknames for McDonald's, had them all. So we made up Mactisha a long, long time ago.
This is her alias, though. So if you ever get a check from Mactisha Wigwam, you know who it is.
We were talking about songs she could sing. You know, like Ended Love Call, Running Bear.
Right. Mm-hmm. What were the other ones she said?
Kalijah.
Kalijah, great Indian song.
There you go.
Look for that in a record store near you.
Yeah.
We are awfully proud of you, girl.
Thank you.
I mean, you are a Nashville product, born, bred, raised right here in Nashville,
and you are
one of the biggest stars.
Well, thank you.
To come out of Nashville. Awfully proud of you. Of course, your dad was a Grand Ole Opry star for years and years. Did he ever give you any showbiz advice that you use right now, Mr. George Morgan?
Golly, you know, I think the best advice that I ever learned from Dad were things that he never really told me. They were things I just watched.
Showbiz-wise?
Right, that I watched him do. His presence on stage, the way he handled a crowd, the way he handled fans, people, friends. He was a great teacher in a lot of ways without really saying this is what you should do. He was just so visual for me to watch him and learn from watching him.
What a great guy, too. Have you thought about doing a duet with him like Natalie Cole has done with her
dad?
We
sure have thought about it. And matter of fact, it's probably a lot closer than I really think it is. But Joe Johnson, who owns a lot of my dad's master recordings, was Dad's producer when he passed away, and he's been in contact with my producer Richard Landis at B&A, and they're really, really trying to work on getting this together. But we don't want to do it, you know, unless it's going to really be done
right
correctly.
Yeah.
And but I'm real excited about it, and I think it'll take place. I'm not sure when, but I'd like for it to happen.
Great. And a video, too, please. Do a video.
Now, that would be hard.
Well, Hank did it, Natalie did it.
That's true.
You know,
that
could be done.
I guess that's not left up to me, though. That's not for me to figure out.
You're playing at Opryland this weekend.
I sure am. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And we were talking about you were turned down for a job at Opryland.
I sure was.
And you were like 18.
Yeah, the first time I went over there to audition, I had been to Knoxville that weekend, and a lot of my friends were in college up there, and we had been up there playing around in Knoxville that weekend, and came back, and I didn't do well at all at my audition. I mean, it was probably one of the worst times I ever sang, and I was shaking. And Roger Whittaker, is that his name?
He did The Last Farewell.
So 5 billion albums
on
television.
Not Roger Whittaker.
Roger Whittaker.
Who's the guy?
That old dude on TV.
Somebody Whittaker at the park.
Bob Whittaker.
That's him.
Yeah.
Bob Whittaker came to me and he said, "Lori, I've heard you sing and I know you can do better than this. And normally we don't do this, but I'd like to give you a second shot at this by coming back tomorrow." So I came back the next day and ended up getting the job. But they put me in the bluegrass show out at Opryland and ended up really loving it. But I'd never really liked bluegrass in my life until I started singing bluegrass when I was 18.
You did dancing there too.
Oh, that was wonderful. Yeah, they put me in an audition room with all these dancers for the musical, and it was like this lady got up and said, "Okay, do this, 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 and this when the music starts." And the music started, and everybody was doing it, and I was just standing there like, "What in the world is going on here?" So, needless to say, I didn't get that job.
You know, it has to be tough, especially at Opryland, to get a job with so much pressure being put on you because of the tradition of your family and all that. I mean, people expect you to be good and great, and then you get really nervous.
Oh,
you know?
And I did. And that was a lot of it, because I knew a lot of my dad's friends, you know, were sitting out there watching me, and like, well, if she's George's kid, you know, she's got to be great. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I wasn't at all.
Well, you are now, that's for sure.
We'll
talk more with you in just a minute.
It's 7:49, 11 until 8 o'clock. Carl and Kathy along with Lori Morgan. Good morning.
This is the sound. Great savings on the best bedding you can buy won't last long. 325 Whitebridge Road, Nashville.
We're going to let Mr. McTisha Wigwam do the weather forecast now.
You can read this one over here. It might be a little
I can see this and fine.
Oh, okay.
This is fine. Well, today it will be partly cloudy, warm, and more humid with a 20% chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. High in the mid-80s. Wind, no wind.
We don't do wind.
No.
Oh, why not?
Well, we just
nobody
don't.
Cares about that.
Nobody really cares about the wind.
No.
I mean, unless it's like 50
well,
or 60
some Indians
miles
might be out there with their teepees up and wondering what
mess up their smoke signals are going.
Right. All right. Do the wind.
All right. So it's wind south, 5 to 10 miles per hour for all you Indians. Tonight. Considerable cloudiness with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. That means my kids will be in bed with me tonight.
Ooh.
Low in the upper 60s. I'm not going to tell the wind tonight. Friday, a good chance of thunderstorms, high in the mid-80s, and there's no wind.
Good. No good. Wind at all.
No and, wind is good wind.
Rain chance, 50%.
Partly cloudy and 65 degrees now in Music City, USA. Carl and Kathy, good morning. Let's go to the telephone here.
Good morning, gang.
Hi, Aunt Eloise.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, darling.
And kisses to you, Lori.
Thank you.
I just love you, baby. You have such a wonderful voice.
I just love you, too. I love listening to you.
Oh, you so sweet and kind. Did you give Carl him a kiss for his birthday?
I'm going to.
But y'all better watch out now, Carl. Kiss back. Oh, Lord, I'll tell you what. I get so frustrated with the way the world's going on today.
Yeah, why do you say that, though?
Well, I just about made my mind up. I was going to vote for Bill Clinton when he came out with that 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Changed my mind, though.
Why is that?
It's about pay.
Oh.
I tore you up every time.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We had so many problems out here. Tommy's boy, Barry, came home from school yesterday with a mohawk haircut.
Uh-oh.
They have one of them things just like a little toilet brush on top of your head.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, I'm telling you, Tommy said, all right, from now on, I'm going to give you beads for allowance. I'll do something to take care of them youngins. They ain't right no more.
That's true.
I have been asked by Weight Watchers to help them sell their diet plan.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah?
They want to use me as a visual aid. Oh, I ain't that wide, but I did try on a bikini one time.
Oh, really? My, I bet that was something.
Kathy, it was like trying to put Volkswagen seat covers on a church pew.
Oh!
Stretch. Well, look at here, Carl, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, darling.
I hope you have many, many more.
I do, too.
And remember the fire marshal regulations.
Yeah.
You can't have candles that weigh more than the cakes.
I know that.
Kisses to you, Kathy.
You
and
too,
Lord,
sweetie.
Make them play one of your songs. Everything you sing is wonderful.
All right, thank you.
Love y'all.
You too, dear.
Eat more possum.
Mornings are a little more fun with Aunt Eloise. Nashville 95 WSM FM.
To you at a minute after 8 o'clock. We have clear skies. Actually, there's a few clouds out there still. 65 degrees.
At Nashville 95, WSMFM Nashville, I'm Carl Shannon.
I'm Kathy Martindale.
I'm Jimmy Carter.
And I'm Lori Morgan.
And Marilyn Smith in the newsroom.
Nashville 95, WSMFM. That is Watch Me, brand new from Lori Morgan, our in-studio guest this morning. We will chat more with Lori after we get an update of Bell South Mobility Time Saver Traffic. Airborne, here's Richard Thomas.
Well, we still have a little bit of traffic. Richard Thomas with Airborne Time Saver Traffic, Nashville 95, WSMFM.
Thank you, Richard. Lori, it's the new song we just played on new label.
Yes.
B&A.
B&A.
When's the album due out?
October 9th. It'll be out.
Somebody's got the best ears in the business, either you or the people that work around you or all of you, because you consistently
always
come up with the best songs.
Great songs.
Well, thank you.
I don't
great
know how
songs
you do it.
Well, thanks. And I, of course, I like to feel like I have some part of it, but my producer, Richard Landis, has got a great ear for music, and we have so far clicked on everything he's wanted to record and I've wanted to record, and it's been a real magical experience in the studio, and I'm tickled to death with this album as well as my last album with him.
The Something in Red song, though, that was a little different. I mean, you're always full of surprises, but that really...
That was
a surprise.
That was pretty fun, too. And very, it was kind of scary because it was something different and something not out of your ordinary. And we were a little bit, I guess, skeptical, you know, going in to do it. But it felt so good when we went in the studio and it everything came together. And it was just like one of those magic songs.
It's a keeper.
And I said, yes, let's do it.
Who found that song? Something in Red.
That's kind of a weird story. I actually was pitched that song about three times, and my first producer, Barry Beckett, pitched me that song, and I never listened to it the whole way through. I got to the first verse, and I turned it off and said, nah, I don't want to do that song. And it took me about three times, literally, to hear what was in that song.
Yeah.
And when RCA decided that they wanted Richard Landis to produce me, the first song that he pitched me was Something in Red.
Really?
And I said, there's got to be something about this song because Barry's pitched it to me two or three times. Now Richard's pitching it to me. So my secretary and I listened to it the whole way through, and it was like, yes, this is the song. So Richard is the one who actually made me sit down and listen to it.
Well, that's a good song for you. I can't hear Hank Jr. doing it.
No, I don't think so.
Are you going to have anything to do with the that TV special they're taping in October, The Ladies of Country Music?
Yeah, sure am. In Murfreesboro. I'm taping that next week, aren't I?
It's in October?
Oh, I'm sorry. My schedule's all messed up in my mind, but yes, I am going to be on that.
Well, that'll be neat.
What kind of movie roles are coming your way? You looking at scripts?
Right. We're... getting ready to do a movie for TNN. And actually we're going to be shooting the movie in April, and I'm starting some little acting lessons here in town. I think starting up next week or the week after that, and just really looking forward to it. It'll be my first movie.
I'm sure
Jimmy can JC will definitely
thumbs up.
Review. Yeah, he'll give me thumbs up.
I just want to see her and Kim Basinger in the same movie, and then I'll be happy.
Oh, no.
In Catwoman suits.
There's your dream team, JC.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Ooh.
Okay, so you're going to be at Opryland this weekend.
Right.
Are you going to be doing acrobatics like you did the last time you were there?
Oh, my gosh.
We heard about that.
That was my most embarrassing moment. I mean, every entertainer dreads falling on stage.
Where was Charlie Chase when you needed him? I'm telling you.
We had a call from a guy who took two rolls of film.
You lie.
You got to tell everybody what happened.
Tell us. We know, but we want to hear it from you.
I had called a guy up from... To start off, I never wear dresses on stage. And I thought, well, B&A is going to be here today. They're all in the front row. I'm going to wear this real pretty little dress that I wore to the CMA show. The ACM show last year. Little chiffon taupe dress. And I thought, well, I didn't have any hose on the bus. So I said, I'll wear these little red lace underwear. Just in case my dress were to fly up on stage, I'm covered.
Settle down, JC.
I'm visualizing this, though, and it's great. This is radio. This is the power of radio.
Theater of your mind.
So,
the kids are already at school.
Anyway.
Let's pray.
I get out there on stage, and I'm doing this bit that I do, and I pull a gentleman up from the audience, and I sing a love song to him. And I'm kneeling down, and I stand up very carefully, very gracefully, so I'm not showing nothing. And I'm saying, thank you, Vernon, or whatever his name was, and clapping for him. And I turned around, and there was a monitor right behind me. And I fell face forward over the monitor. Needless to say, the crowd realized I had something in red on. And
flashes were going everywhere, more ways than one.
And B&A was sitting right in the front row. And what can you say? I went on with the show, but it was... my most dreaded nightmare.
They have to call paramedics is what I want to know.
No.
No.
Sounds like Leslie Nielsen in Naked Gun 2.5 or something. Yeah.
It was. That's about what it was.
See, you could be a comedian. That's you do so pratfalls already.
Oh, it was, yeah? Oh, oh, geez. Awful.
So maybe a repeat performance of that. We hope not. At Opryland this coming weekend. And showtimes will be, what, Friday and Saturday at...
At 7 and 9 p.m.
All right, there you go.
No, 7 and 9 p.m. tonight. Or no, today's Thursday.
Friday night.
Friday night, 7 and 9 p.m. tomorrow night, 5 and 7 Saturday, and 3 and 5 Sunday.
Sunday, too. All right. What you got there, Carl?
I can't read. What did you write, Tom?
Tom wrote him a...
Your
Tom?
Quick response.
My quick response?
You're... Can you read that? I can't read.
I can read Greek.
Oh, well... Yeah, I did say, I said, well, I said, the song said, well, I was looking for something in red, now y'all know I found it, and I just patted my bottom, you know, and said.
Well, I know you got to head on over to the Vatican, so we're going
to
have
to see Pope Larry.
Pope. Yes, over Pope on Larry. Our AM side. So thank you for coming by,
thank
Lori.
Thank y'all very much.
Good enjoyed luck, it. And hope you sell many platinum albums
thank
to come
you.
On B&A.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Lori Morgan. Thank you for stopping by. It's 22 past 8 o'clock.
Okay, listen. Selma's boy. She's pretending to give him noogies.
Well, I'm sure not paying double for no noogies.
I don't believe it.
For low-cost film developing and free double prints, there's only one. Kroger.
I tell you what, there was something that Lori wanted.